This is VOA News via remote. I'm Marissa Melton. The head of the World Health Organization said Friday that with a COVID-19 vaccine on the horizon, nations must start investing and preparing for the next pandemic. WHO Director General Tedros Adhanom Ghebreyesus told a special session of the UN General Assembly that many countries were simply not ready for a pandemic despite years of warnings. He said many mistakenly assumed their strong health systems would protect them. He said countries that have dealt with recent viral epidemics, including severe acute respiratory syndrome, which is known as SARS, and Middle East respiratory syndrome, or MERS, have done better in containing COVID-19 than those countries who haven't dealt with it. The WHO has met with criticism from some countries for its handling of the pandemic. U.S. President Donald Trump has been one of the most vocal critics of China, which reported the first cases early this year. On May 29th, President Trump announced the United States will withdraw from the Global Health Organization. President-elect Joe Biden has said he will reverse that decision when he takes office in January. The WHO chief stressed the need for rich and poor countries alike to have equal access to a COVID-19 vaccine. He said sharing science is not charity, but in the best interest of every nation. He also urged nations to radically rethink how they prioritize and view health if they want to avoid another crisis on this scale. The Pentagon has appointed two close political allies of President Trump, Corey Lewandowski and David Bossi, to a defense advisory board. This continues a purge of the Defense Department in the waning weeks of the Trump administration. The acting Secretary of Defense, Christopher Miller, said in a written statement Friday that nine members of the Defense Business Board had been replaced with the appointment of 11 new members.